you could understand what was going on inside of the mind when a thought happened to create emotion, to create a feeling? What if you could understand how to change something negative into something positive by simply understanding? Imagine what your life could be like. Imagine being able to change the negative to positive by simply understanding. Welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm Lauren Jean, your hostess of the show. I hope you listened to the previous episode, all about the mind, very basic explanation on how you could understand the mind. Today we're going to talk about the feels. Now I want you to understand, these are two very important shows for you to understand going forward what I'm talking about. I'm trying to explain it to you in the most simplest way, the way that I learned, the way that I started making things happen, the way I started changing what was going on inside of my body, the way I now react to things, as opposed to the way I used to react to things. Our brain is naturally going to go to the negative to protect us. But if you could understand why it did that, life would be so much happier, because your mind, the mind, is there to protect you. Now, with that comes a whole lot of emotions and a whole lot of feelings. And a lot of times, they're not the happiest ones. But imagine you could change that. Imagine the feelings that you can create just by understanding. That's what today's episode's about. Today you're going to hear a little bit of woo, a little bit of science. So from a very, very, very basic level, I want you to understand that we live in a universe full of energy. That's what we are. And with energy comes electricity. Now think of us as humans on the very basic, basic level. We are made up of energy. We are made up of these quantized particles of material. A little energy atom. And when you break that apart, it's even smaller, and it's smaller, and it's smaller. Put that all together and it creates us. We are the matter from that energy that is created. It's everything that surrounds us. That is everything from your car to a tree outside to your purse to whatever is a material item. That's energy manifested into matter. So there's some very basic woo there. I can go much deeper into that. That's not what today's show is all about. But I want you to think about this. Your thoughts, your experiences, turn into emotion and turn into feeling. So, when you're having a thought, something happens, an experience. You're receiving this through the neural networks inside of the mind, inside of your brain. These neural networks are firing and wiring together. Once that experience happens, it goes to your hypothalamus. And your hypothalamus creates a chain of neuropeptides. And these neuropeptides relate to a chemical version of the emotion that your particular body would have based on the experience that happened. And each person is going to be different. Each person is going to react differently to an experience based on what has happened to them in the past. Once the hypothalamus creates these neuropeptides, it's going to shoot up to the pituitary gland and down through the bloodstream. And this is when it becomes a feeling inside of your body. The neuropeptides are like these, picture them tiny little kilocs. This is where I heard from my favorite podcast, Jess Lively. She explained it this way, and it makes a whole lot of sense to me, so I'm going to bring it to you this way. So imagine that these neuropeptides are like little keys, little emotion keys, right? They're floating through your body. They're going through your bloodstream, and they're looking for the proper lock to lock onto. And these are in your cells, inside of your body. Each cell has a cell receptor site, so it's looking to receive this key, this emotion. Once it finds the proper one that is fit for your body and your past experiences, it's going to lock onto this and activate that feeling. This is based on this set of triggering experiences that all started from a simple thought. So an experience can be, let's just say you receive this thought that after work today, you want to go to the gym. You create this experience inside of you based on a past experience you had about going to the gym. It was good. You love the feeling you get. You love the emotion you get from going to the gym. It's so satisfying. And you feel amazing, and you know what your body is going to feel like. So this is the thought. This is the experience that you receive. And then this is everything that happens to then create that feeling. And that feeling might be motivation. That feeling might be happiness or joy. That feeling just might be this extreme excitement that you get from the accomplishment that you get from going to the gym. You can create this. It's harder to create a positive experience, but if you can understand the chemical reactions that are going on inside of your body to create this feeling and really visualize it, it makes a lot more sense. Now, more of an automatic thing might be something that's negative inside of your body. Imagine you had an argument with your spouse. You're receiving this from a past experience that you once had from having a previous argument or brawl with your spouse. This all still happens in a negative way. And that's why I'm saying it happens differently in different people. So once this experience happens, once this fight happens, you're experiencing this within your body. The same thing is happening. Your neural networks are firing and wiring together inside of your brain. It will then go to your hypothalamus and create this neuropeptide chain. And it relates to that negativity of the emotion that your particular body had based on that argument. And then once the hypothalamus creates these neuropeptides, which are like little proteins, it's then going to shoot up to your pituitary, become a feeling, and go down through the bloodstream. These are the little keys that are looking for the particular cells to lock onto. So again, it's those types of thoughts that turn into your emotions that then turn into your feelings. So it's this chemical reaction that is happening inside of your body to create this particular feeling. This is where this comes from, and it happens very quickly. And we base everything on a past experience. So that's where we need to get in there, understand what's happening, and halt it, and stop it, and create a new experience, a new thought. You need to go back into this process that's currently happening, and you need to replace that negative experience with a positive one. That's when you can start really talking to yourself, guys, and pull yourself out of that negativity to prevent that negative feeling from happening. Because once that negative feeling happens, it's like this whole story that gets made up in your head. And that negativity just keeps repeating itself. And it's like this horrible cycle that you constantly go through. No one wants to feel like that. You want to create these positive, happy feelings inside of you, knowing that everything's going to be okay, knowing that this was just a simple experience, a thought that created this cycle. Because once this cycle happens, say it starts in the beginning of your day, it's just going to keep repeating itself and repeating itself and repeating itself. And your mind, the mind is going to find whatever it can do to make you comfortable. And that's very hard to do if you don't understand it. Understanding is power. Understanding makes you be able to change this. So if you can understand that these experiences that turn into emotion turn into an actual physical feeling, that's most of the time not a good one, you can change it. You have the power to change it by simply replacing that experience or thought into a positive one. Bring yourself back to a happy feeling you once had and activate that. You have that power to do that within your own body. And I do this a lot with my deep breathing in the morning. I start off my day in alignment. I start off my day feeling good, putting myself in these happy thoughts. And this is where affirmations come into play. This is where mantras come into play. You can play whatever you want inside of your head and play it over and over. Don't let the thoughts take you over. Let you take over the thoughts, because you can picture anything you want in your head. You can play any thought that you want in your head. You have the control over it. Make yourself say something good to yourself, and it'll completely change your mind. It'll change your perspective. And then after a while, like myself, I don't really hear a lot of negativity inside of my mind. But the minute I do, I'm able to change it. And sometimes I'm a bit stubborn. Sometimes it feels like the negative way is the way to go. But then after a while, it's just not worth it, because it makes you feel like shit. No one wants to feel like that. So like I said, you're getting this experience, which is the thought. It's then going to turn into emotion, into a feeling. And this is what happens in your body, in your bloodstream, in your organs, in your cell sites. It's just simply something being activated. Now, the way to feel certain things, if you're going to know that it's a negative or a positive, simply sit and feel. This is a tough thing to do, but it is a practice thing to do, and I'll do this in another episode, but I'm going to give you a very basic understanding of how to feel. You need to sit calmly and actually feel. Where in your body are you experiencing? Let's say we're going to go with negativity, because it's the most common, unfortunately. Maybe you feel this gut-wrenching feeling in your stomach. Maybe it's an upset stomach. You could feel nauseous. Maybe you have some tightness in your neck, in your shoulders. Maybe it's in your heart. Your heart's racing. These are all signs of something that does not feel good. This is a sign of a negative feeling. All right, on the opposite end, a positive feeling can also be a heart racing. So that's when you have to ask yourself, what just happened and what is that feeling? You're going to know immediately. Heart racing can be positive things, like I said as well. Maybe it's sexual arousal. Maybe you're seeing someone you haven't seen in a long time and it's really exciting you. Maybe you have the thought in your mind that you're going to see the person that you love. And that is what rushes through you. That thought turns into emotion, into a feeling, and that's the chemical rush that's flowing through your body right now. You can create this without it even happening. Think of a feeling that you once had in your life. This is imprinting. Imprinting is something done when you're a child, when you're an adult. It's something good that happened in your life. This is what we want to feel. Happy thoughts. You create them through your day. This is why meditation to me is so important. I could go on and on for this, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to give you another quick something to think about. So let's just say that you're receiving something from the universe as an adult, right? Adults, we're stubborn. We tend to hold on to things a lot, right? And then this creates this negative feeling inside of your body. And it goes on and on and on for days because you have not yet understood how this works. Children are different. Young children are much different. Before they reach that beta state of their mind, where they're in their delta, when they're really, really young, delta, alpha, theta, those three states, it's a lot easier for us to change our patterns when we're in those states. And this is what young children are in, and this is why they don't hold on to these emotions or feelings. They kind of just let them out. So picture you're in the grocery store with your, I don't know, 4-year-old daughter, and she wants something and you won't let her have it. She throws herself on the ground, she has a temper tantrum, boom, it's gone, it's done. Thought, forgotten. Because she released that emotion. Adults, we hold on to this shit and we let it fester inside of our bodies, creating negative feelings, more negative feelings, more negative emotions. And it just piles up and it creates stress. This is what we don't want to do. This is why understanding what's happening to create this feeling is so important. So I hope this was a really good show for you. I hope I broke it down for you to understand a little bit better. I hope you listen to it again. And if you have questions, I hope you reach out and you just simply ask. I am excited for the next couple shows that are coming up. I have everything all planned out and I'm super excited. The next show is going to be an introduction to hypnosis and hypnotherapy. It's going to be my story and how I got to that, because it took me a while. But I know deep down inside, I was not satisfied with what I had been doing in the past. Just wasn't finding an answer. So I'm going to share with you that exact story. And that just brings me right into this year. So I am excited for that. Please, please, please contact me with anything, any questions, any show ideas that you would like to hear, because I'm totally down for it. I want to hear what your struggles are. I want to hear what you want to learn about. I want to hear what types of things you want me to teach you. That's why I'm here. I love to do this stuff, and I am excited to bring you down this journey of mine that I know is going to help you have a new perspective on life and bring your stress levels down and be able to parent better and be able to take care of yourself better. Understand the energy that surrounds you and why it's so important, and understanding that sometimes reality isn't what you think it is, because there's so many other things that are happening around us. You have a purpose in this life. People understand you in a way that you might not even understand yourself. You're holding yourself down. We all hold ourselves down. And I think it's really time to stop that, because we are powerful energy beings with so much potential, and we hold ourselves back. It's time for that to stop. Why stress? Enjoy life. Enjoy all of the goodness that it has to give us. And understand that, yes, there are negative times, but you don't have to live in it every single day of your life. Let it flow through you, like what I just explained. Let you have this feeling and then let it be gone, because it's not your life. It's only a small, small, small piece of it that really isn't that big of a deal. So thank you guys for listening. Please go back and listen to the last episode and then this one again. It's going to really help you to understand moving forward what the heck it is I'm talking about. Okay? So thank you for being here, and really just imagine what your life can be like if you understood the mind, the feels, a little bit of woo, and some science in a simple, simple way. Just the way I learned and just the way I started to apply it. I'm excited to move forward and share more and more experiences and stories with you. So thank you guys once again. Have a great day.